Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Smith and the FT reports that Amazon is buying a stake in a nuclear developer, X-Energy, as part of a collaboration with the company aimed at developing small modular reactors, or SMRs, to provide low-carbon electricity to power its data centres. Amazon will also support an initial X-Energy SMR project in Washington State and a plan to bring more than 5 gigawatts of SMR-generated power online by 2039. Which is enough to power 4 million homes, said the company. This week, Google ordered up to 7 SMRs from Kairos Power, becoming the first tech company to commission nuclear power plants. This followed an announcement by Microsoft last month that it would commit to buying 20 years' supply of electricity from the mothballed US nuclear power plant Three Mile Island. Sarah Collins in the Business Post reports that EU leaders have opened what they say is a new and more ambitious chapter in their relations with Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, despite differences over Russia, trade and clean energy. Taoiseach Simon Harris was one of only 6 EU leaders to speak at the bloc's first ever summit with the 6 Arab states that make up the Gulf Cooperation Council, where he brought up Israel's war in Gaza and Russia's war in Ukraine. The EU and Gulf countries share similar views on the war in Gaza, but are deeply divided over Russia's role in Ukraine. The London Times reports that the tobacco industry sponsorship in Formula One is allegedly at risk of driving addiction of nicotine and cigarettes in a new generation of young fans, according to a report by a network of academic and public health organisations. The report by Stopping Tobacco Organisations and Products claims that F1's attempts to attract a younger global audience aligns with the objectives of British American Tobacco and Philip Morris International. Although the sport banned tobacco advertising in 2006 amid tightening international regulation, in 2019, BAT returned to Formula One through a partnership with McLaren, focusing solely on potentially reduced risk products. The tobacco industry has been investing in new products such as e-cigarettes and heat-not-burn devices, which are deemed less harmful, which has led it back to a sport that has expanded in recent years to race in more countries and broadcast content through new media platforms.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.